Yes, please welcome to the stage, $200,000 ring winner, MVP of the great state of Utah, this is Kate Burns.
Fantastic job. Thank you. All right, give it up again, Mr. Honeycutt. All right, y'all look good from up here. Y'all doing all right?
Yes.
No, you're not. No. Y'all doing all right? Yeah. Let's wake up a little bit. Guys, I tell ya, one of my favorite things when we come to the team event is the fact that it takes a village, really, to make it to the places that we want to go. And we have such a wide diversity of talent on the team. Like, any one person can't possibly have all the skills necessary to make it. But then you come here and you hear training from Mr. Sam Niego earlier. You hear all the network marketing, pure network marketing nuggets that Mr. Manny Paz just shared. All the trainings that we heard yesterday from, you know, Mrs. Hughes, Mr. Hall, my husband Ryan Burns, and it's just so incredible because I sit there and I take such good notes from all of you leaders here. So thank you for all the trainers that came before me and poured into us so far. Please give yourselves a hand. Go to a team event and there's brand new people in the room. And so for the benefit of those who don't know me and haven't really heard my story yet, I've been with Eagle Shoal a handful of years. I've been here 7 years actually. And I remember taking a look at the information and being the one thinking, there's no possible way I can add another thing to the kind of schedule I have already. Because at the time with the full-time job, full-time school schedule, how many of you guys ever held both a full-time job and school at the same time? All right, absolutely. So that's where I was at. But then, you know, I had the job that I used to have had a two-hour commute with it. So I had to drive 2 hours back and forth every day for $12 an hour. Wow. Yeah. And I remember thinking just about anything is better than what I'm doing right now. And then this crazy gingerbread head guy. That would be my husband today. You know, called me up and said, why don't you check out Legal Shield, right? He showed me the information, and as they say, the rest is history. I got on working with the company about an hour a day, an hour or two a day initially, because that's really all the time I could allocate toward my Legal Shield business. And 3 months later, I was able to retire my boss. That's the classy way of saying I quit my job. All right, so I walked away. And later on, I realized this guy was making a pretty good income already. So I figured, why just settle for my money when I can have his too? So I married him. And it's been fun. It's been fun, guys. And really, what I want to talk about today is the journey. Because we all are on a journey here with Legal Shield. Can I have some technical help here? The clicker. Oh wow, we went past that.
You want to go back?
All right. If you could maybe change the batteries or something. Give her a hand. Thank you. Thank you. So I want to talk about the journey because I think that it's important in our industry, in this company, to educate our expectation in the world of Legal Shield. We gotta educate our expectations. If you don't really know what things are supposed to be like, it can get pretty confusing pretty fast. For those of us who are parents, I know the question's been asked quite a bit. You know, imagine you have, you know, your newborn and they're hungry, and you grab a big fat juicy steak and you give it to them. Yeah, y'all looking at me like deer in the headlights, right? Who would do that? You wouldn't do that, right? Why wouldn't you do that? That's because you know a child this small does not need steak. For now, and then we have a baby in the room. That was perfect. I didn't look scripted that. So at this stage in their lives, milk is what's good for them, right? And then they graduate onto some mushy food, and then they graduate onto some solid food, and it goes up from there. And so Legal Shield is the exact same thing. You gotta know what this is supposed to look like. So when things happen, when you already understand, not everybody that you talk to is gonna wanna have anything to do with it. Is this fair to say, right? When you expect that, When things happen, you go, oh, okay, well, I was told that, you know, I'd meet people like this. When you already know that 67% of the people you're going to talk to, Mr. San Diego just talked about it, are going to be unmotivatable. It takes the mystery out of it, right? Oh, yeah, so that's 67% that they talked about, right? And then you just move on from there. So these are some principles that will guide you along the way. I stole this from Dr. David Hughes. He did a Super Saturday just a week ago, and he talked about some things that really help folks when they first get started, and that is the three Ps. You want to get people promoted, plugged in, and paid, okay? When someone has not received their belief check, they're just not in legal shield yet. Russell Peden said it best. A recruit without a sale, a recruit without a recruit is a member that paid too much.
Yeah.
All right, so we want to get people that belief check. And so they need to set the goal in the first step in setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. That's a Tony Robbins quote, okay? Where there's no vision, the people perish. And so you got to begin with the end in mind when you are in legal shield. What does that look like? What is it that you're trying to accomplish in legal shield? Like, why are you here? And I sincerely hope that all of us at one point or another get to ask ourselves the question, why the heck am I here? There's so many places I could be. Why am I in legal shield? What am I trying to create? We have so many examples of incredible lifestyle that have come before us. So we know you can make a lot of money in legal shield. True or true?
True. Yeah.
Right? So begin with the end in mind, because when you have that in mind, You run your business completely differently. What if you could run your business today with the absolute certainty that you are going to have all the success that you desire? What would you do differently? And now this is an interactive part. Imagine that you knew, like, and the key word here is with certainty. You know with certainty that no matter what, you are going to have all the success that you desire. How many exposures would you do every single day?
Wow.
Like, seriously, put a number on it.
20?
25, I heard? Y'all can talk to me like it's seriously okay. Right? Like, how do you do your exposures when you know? I think usually we look for, you know, people are so conditioned to be in the, you know, the job mentality, the, you know, where you go and you have this, quote, steady income because you know I'm going to have just 20 grand or 30 grand a year, 40 grand a year, and you know you can bank on that. What if you knew with certainty that you were going to have the six-figure ring for sure this year with Legal Shield? And I think that certainty is what usually kind of, you know, throws some people all over the place a little bit, because you don't get to have that unless you do. And I'll show you how that works, okay? Clarity doesn't always mean you know exactly what you're doing. It means you know exactly who you're being and why. So Jim Rohn has one of he has so many great quotes that I like, but he said, don't ask what am I getting from here, ask who am I becoming here. And so when you begin this journey, when you get on this journey with the end in mind, it's so important for you to know exactly what it is that you're running toward and how you're gonna get there by the person that you're gonna become along the journey. If there's one thing I believe could drastically change the trajectory of your business for the better today, what would you guess that would be? The one thing that could drastically change, there's a lot of elements to Legal Shield. You know, we have so many different things, but what would you say would be the one thing that would make a very significant difference for the better in your Legal Shield business?
Me.
Me, personal development, okay.
Showing up,
yeah, that's a great one, absolutely.
Do the activity,
we're getting there.
More activity.
The more activity, the better.
Do the SEO.
The exposures.
Right. That went pretty fast. The exposures. Here's what I learned from Frank and Teresa Coyne. You get paid in direct proportion to how many times a day the Legal Shield story is told on your behalf. That's what pays us. How many times a day is the Legal Shield story told on your behalf? You're gonna have a lot of things that go along with that. You're gonna have some personal development so that you can understand how to, you know, be okay with you as you are and better what that is, so that you can understand how to better interact with other people. That's great. But you need to know how many times the Legal Shield story is told on your behalf. That's the single most important thing. I was doing a Super Saturday in Virginia a little while ago, and this one guy came to me, and he's like, I just got a question, Ms. Burns. I just want to know, if you could only tell me one thing, if there was just one thing, one nugget that you could give me that would change things for my Legal Shield business for the better, like what's the one thing that you would tell me? And I told him, it's kind of a hard question, because the place to start from in my mind is, I mean, the most important thing is you gotta realize there's more than one thing that you need to know to have a successful Legal Shield business, like, right? So the one thing you need to know is that there's more than one thing you need to know in order to make a successful Legal Shield business. Now, if I have to follow that up with anything, I would say get plugged in. You gotta be plugged in. Like, guys, that is just absolutely non-negotiable. At this point, my husband and I have got it, you know, we've made the decision. By the end of this year, we will be solid platinum executive directors in this company. Yeah. Thank you. And you can hold us to that too. And, you know, we just kind of got talking, and it's like, you know what? I don't think I'm really fighting. I mean, of course, we can always learn and grow and develop. But at the end of the day, the skill set, we got the skill set. You know, I think we're always working on developing the mindset and everything, but what's the missing link? And so then a training came to us of Michael Humes. And Michael Humes basically said, I run executive directors every single month. I'm like, huh? I thought you were platinum. And then it hit me. That's why he's platinum. He runs executive director. So he runs executive director with a new person in his organization every single month. I'm like, why the heck haven't we been doing this? Right? Those things, those aha moments. And when I talk about getting plugged in, had we not been plugged in, that nugget would have never come to us. And then we spent a lot of time with Mr. Mike Millia just a few weeks ago. And, you know, we had a lot of really personal time with him. And, you know, he's a rock solid platinum executive director of the company. And I'm like, I want what you've got. So like, what can you tell us, you know, so that we can help get ourselves to that place as well? And again, he said something that was so key to me. It's like, first of all, become really good at identifying leaders on your team. And just know, leaders don't just show up. How many of you guys sometimes just kind of look around and, yeah, I'm recruiting all these people, and they're not doing this, they're not doing that? Leaders are developed. They're not found. If you're taking notes, I encourage you to write that down. Leaders are developed. Now, you got to become a really good talent scout in this industry. Be able to look around and go, okay, this is what I'm looking for in a leader, and start to recognize the basic foundation, the basis. When someone's already showing up, when someone's already on a personal development path, when someone's coachable, those attributes are things that you're looking for, and then you say, you know what? I'm gonna run with you. I don't run executive director for anybody. I'll run with folks on the organization. So last month we kind of devised this plan, and you know, we got two folks on the team that we were going to run with. One of them was Joshua Milan. You guys heard about him yesterday. The other one was Renetta and Keith Copart. And Renetta's run was really to get all the necessary points to go to Ohio, which she got all that taken care of. She had over 600 Performance Club points. Give her a hand. Yeah. It's just so fun for me to kind of watch people who, you know, have won at some point in their lives, and then they look for ways to win again. And so they come into Legal Shield, and Legal Shield happens to be the platform where they get to win again. And I hope this isn't too personal for me to share, but Renetta had, you know, she fought cancer. And she beat cancer. And she's a survivor. You already have that survival spirit within you, that winner spirit within you. She looks around and she's like, now I need to sink my teeth into something and win again. She's had major successes in other areas of her life. And then we started to work. And so as part of her treatment, she has to take breaks every so often throughout the day. And so she'd come to my house and we're working and stuff like that. And she's like, I need to go home. I need to go hug my hubby. Like literally. She would do that, and then she would leave and, you know, take her hugging her hubby lunch break or whatever you want to call it. Those are the kind of lunch breaks we get in Legal Shield. And then she'll go, and then she'll come back, and she's like, well, I'm good now. The hubby's good. And then we, like, beat the phones. I mean, it's like she's on the phone, and my Spanish isn't all that great, but I can, you know, kind of sort of, you know, do some. And so she'd like try to get me on three-way calls, and sometimes like in Spanish, like totally broken Spanish, but oh well, you know. Most of them heard enough to sign up. But it's just so cool to just kind of see someone that has that fighter spirit in her, and because of that, I think she tied for number one recruiter. Last month she was on a corporate show with David and Nanette Tignor, who are her uplines, by the way, number one recruiters for the week for all the company. Please give them a hand. There's so many stories like that that you get to develop by just looking around and locking arms with people who want it, with people who are willing to put in the necessary effort in order to win. You gotta know the game you're in. Successful leaders never spend more than 10% of the time on a problem, but at least 90% on a solution. Can I read that again for those of you? I mean, because I'm telling you, the training that we had yesterday by Mr. HB, Harold Branch, was just so powerful for me, like emotional management. I think that should be like another course. We do our Legal Shield University now, Level Up Universities in Utah on a weekly basis, and I strongly believe that we should add emotional management as a part of that, because this is such a personal business. You deal with different personalities. People come from different backgrounds, different stories. Like, how do you, you know, mix all that up and make for one great, big, happy family? That can be very challenging. So knowing successful leaders never spend more than 10% on the problem. I get what the problem is. Let's get on to solutions. What are we going to do about it? Have you guys ever had someone on your team who just calls and you feel like, you know, they just want to complain. Like, there's really no end to the conversation. They just want to tell you everything that's terrible and, like, life just sucks. You guys ever had those? Am I the only one? Okay, three of us. The rest of you guys need to recruit more, okay? And so it's important to know this principle, okay? Prioritize what's important, not what's urgent. Know what's important versus what's urgent. People will call you sometimes with an issue like the back office did this, and like, I mean, I'm sure that's important to some level. That don't make you a whole lot of money. Okay, maybe sometimes it does. I'm just saying. Know what's important versus what's just urgent, okay? So it's not what we do once in a while that shapes our lives. It's what we do consistently. The consistency is so key. People who just kind of get in a habit of continuing to make it happen day in and day out. You have your weekly briefing every single week. It's there by design. It's the same business briefing that we all see across the country, but why are we there every single time? Why are we there every single week? It's because we're developing that consistency. That consistency is what creates the checks. That's what creates the walk-away income checks. Because we all can make a little bit of money here and there in Legal Shield. True, true. Yeah. But what we really look for is generational wealth. What we truly look for is money that comes in spite of what we do. OK? Okay, and I want to give a quick shout out to Dustin out there. Dustin Smith, he got started in the business just a few months ago, got his level up already. On his way already to manager. Give it up. Yeah, absolutely. Now let's watch this quick video and then we'll continue along.
You know, living with you, it hasn't been easy. People see me, but they think of you. Now with all this going on, this is going to be worse than ever.
It don't have to be.
No, sure it does.
Why? You got a lot going on, kid.
Well, my last name? That's the reason I got a decent job. That's the reason why people deal with me in the first place. Now I start to get a little ahead. I start to get a little something for myself. And this happens. Now I'm asking you as a favor not to go through with this, okay? This is only going to end up bad for you, and it's going to end up bad for me.
You think I'm hurting you?
Yeah, in a way you are.
That's the last thing I ever wanted to do.
I know that's not what you want to do, but that's just the way that it is. Don't you care what people think? Doesn't it bother you that people are making you out to be a joke and that I'm going to be included in that? Do you think that's right? Do you?
You ain't going to believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. Like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always gonna love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son, you're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother.
Watch it over and over again. It's not just the hits, right? It's not how hard you get hit. It's the ability to have the closet crying moments and get back out of them. It's the ability to go through the nose and get back out of them, keeping in sight what it is that you're fighting for. That is an ability that's going to serve you well, because I'm telling you guys, the same wind blows on us all. That's just, it's called the wind of life, right? We all have disaster, we all have opportunities, we all have, you know, we all have fears, we all have all of that stuff we all happen to deal with. But it's not what happens, it's what you do with what happened. It's what you make it out to mean. Protect your progress. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. And when I put there, protect your progress, that brings me to the laws of associations. Have you ever seen someone who's trying to quit smoking? What happens if they go hang out with folks who still smoke while they're trying to quit smoking? Right? Exactly. So you went to the event and you came here and you learned all these great principles, you learned all these great philosophies, you know what the next step should be for you. And then you go back in your marketplace and you're hanging out with, I mean, and we have great folks in our marketplaces, don't we? But sometimes we're not there for the same reasons. You may have a whole bunch of folks who show up every single week and they just love the camaraderie. They just love that Legal Shield happens to be their safe haven, right? They just love being a part of something bigger than themselves. But as far as production, they're not quite there yet. It's okay to acknowledge that. And so you come here and you learn from the ring earners, you learn from the executives, and you go back to your marketplace, and all of a sudden, birds of a feather flock together, and you start hanging out with folks and spending a whole lot of time with folks who don't necessarily have the same kind of goals as you. So when you make progress, when you come here and learn, remember to protect your progress. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
All right. How do you speak abundance in the midst of lack? And here's the story behind the story. Here it says, faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. Faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness. And guys, I could tell you, like, firsthand, I've been there more times than I'm even willing to admit. And we're here in a family setup. Team Renew is not just, you know, business partners. It's not like this is family, okay? And sometimes I think it's okay to open. You know, the leaders can look so good and so perfect on stage sometimes that it makes it almost not as relatable because it feels like you got it all together. Believe me, nobody got it all together. And here's the story that you don't hear. I made executive director my third in the business. Now I'm proud to say that I have someone on my team who came and beat my record. That's all good, right? Congratulations on that. But here's what people don't know. My third month I was an executive director. For the following 4 months after that, my associate agreement was on a hold status with Legal Shield. And that is because I had someone in Pennsylvania who discovered this interesting thing called prepaid cards, right? And so they would basically like just dump a whole bunch of memberships in the system. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I found a leader. And then when you have someone like that, you want to go out to their market and serve. I'm like, I'm getting a plane. I'm like, I'm getting on a flight. I'm gonna go out there and work with you. I mean, listen, if you can do this on your own, imagine what happens when we combine our resources, right? And there was always a reason why, no, that wasn't necessary, and I mean, it was all good and all that stuff. And then memberships started flying like flies, like it was just like crazy, like what's happening? So me as the upline executive director, I'm like, oh crap. And so I get the dreaded call from corporate, and my associate agreement gets put on hold status. And I'm like, I was unaware, but it is your business, you gotta take responsibility for it. Now, mind you, I'm already viewed in the market as a leader, right? I show up to every single training, every single briefing, every single day. I got the high heels on and a smile on my face. But I'm telling you, behind the scenes, it was not pretty. And I learned that you can't show the fear. You can't show the team that something like that is going on because you're sharing that might be the moment that will like kick somebody out of the game that hasn't caught the vision. And so here I am trying to hold it all together. I'm not getting paid a dime for Legal Show. 4 months of showing up every single week, of getting on stage and working on inspiring people. Why? Because I know why the heck I'm here in the first place. Because I know what I'm fighting for. Story behind the story, and guys, I tell you what, it gets better from there, right? We've had successes in the company, and sometimes just understand whatever struggles you may be going through, I guarantee you, I could randomly pick every single leader, like any one leader on this front row, and they'll tell you they've gone through it. And I'm telling you, your leadership is here to support you. They've been where you are. They've felt the pain. And they know. And I think, Mr. Brand said it yesterday, I don't want to follow a general with no scars. Mm-hmm. And today, when I have someone that joins my team who gets in the performance club and falls out, I can relate. I was performance club qualified for 9 consecutive months. I can start to smell that bonus coming in. And then for one address that didn't go through, last day of the month, here's a tip for you. Don't wait till the last day of the month. I fell out of performance club. And you know what? It sucked back then, but it carried the purpose. Because today, I can relate with someone else and I can speak life into them when they go through those challenges. I want to share this, and I didn't really ask permission to do that, so I will apologize later. Mr. Joshua Milan, who just became the newest executive director on the team, he sent this text message over to my husband and I the other day. No retreat, no surrender. This is dated June the 3rd. No retreat, no surrender. We are barely scratching the surface of our potential. We can all elevate our levels of excellence. The path is clear and everything is possible. We wanted it if we wanted enough. You guys have shown me that. I will never be able to thank you enough for what you've given me. I will live up to my goals and supersede all expectations. I consider you my family. So basically, and then the next text says, my new 2017 manifesting goal action list. We will make this happen. So he wrote down all his goals so that he knew exactly what it is that he was fighting for. And I don't have time to go through. You guys can check out the slide just offline for sake of time. But he literally wrote down that he would be an executive director by that month. And sure enough, because of personal development, because he already knew it wasn't going to be easy. I don't know where sometimes you get this sense that it's just going to be handed to us. Life doesn't hand, nothing of value comes to you easy, right? I've learned that. And so when we were running for the big $147,000 bonus, I was expecting, I was bracing for impact. I knew something was going to come my way that wasn't going to be what I expected. And so when we found out that the rules had adjusted at some point along the way, I'm like, okay, that's it. I was expecting you. That's what it is, right? And so when you know that, that serves you well. And you take it and you run with it. So, never quit looking for a way to get to where you want to be. Life is 10% what happens and 90% what you make of it. Clarity, certainty, focus, determination. For sake of time, I'm not going to break all of these down, but I just want you guys to know, follow through with your commitment and stay committed to your own reasons why. We all have reasons why we got started in this business, and these are my reason why. My family, my kids, this picture I absolutely treasure, because it's the first time that my son and my daughter actually met each other. They went to a church in Cameroon. That's where that picture was taken. And Legal Shield had enabled me to be able to go and make that happen for my family. That's been one of the very first goals that I've ever had in this business, is have the ability to have the finances, the resources, and the time to be able to go home and get my son. And I took my daughter with me on that trip. And it was just so, like, beautiful. You can't put a price tag on just having them be able to reunite. And then the next big goal for me was to get my mother here, and she has been. I don't know how the heck we ran a business for this long without this woman here. Please give her a hand. Love you all. And then you have the team there that's been a part of just about everything, and it's just such a pleasure for me to be a part of this journey with them. You know, we got to take some folks to the Atlantis, the Harpers, who got to have a group honeymoon because, you know, they didn't get to have a honeymoon, and then Legal Show paid for it. Amazing. Guys, I'm telling you, we share the struggle for one reason and one reason only. It's for you to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's for you to know the struggles are going to come, but all they're there for is to get you to become the best version of yourself. It's for you to become who God truly created you to be. And anything is possible. We have the best vehicle. We have families out there down on their knees praying for another way. We saw the video that Ms. Hughes showed yesterday, and that is sincerely people's lives, and we get to deliver them from that. We get to have the answer. So let's have posture, as Manny Pass talked about earlier, And let's just know that we are being a blessing to so many other families in this country. Thank you so much for your time and attention. God bless.